really great sheriffs today, really full of heart, and we can see that God's working in each and every one of us, and through this fellowship, everyone's sharing in heart, and the sound doctrine, the fresh bread, is really putting people in the right direction to go to God. Because, you know, God's not a tease. He means what he says, and he says what he means. And like, he didn't lead the children of Israel to the promised land, say, look, there's a promised land, but you can't get in there. You know, you can see it, you can have a look, but you can't touch, taste, or see. No, God wants us to really experience and taste and touch and see what is available to us. All these spiritual blessings that he's blessed us with, the things that are promised to us, that we can really experience and enjoy. God wants us not to see it from afar, but to be in it, to see it, to experience his goodness, his love, his kindness, his abundance, his wisdom, his direction. And so he gives us his wisdom. And if we follow that wisdom, and we are, you know, humble to God, humble to the words that are being given to us, and we set our hearts to do, and not like go off on our own and do our own thing, but we follow that sound encouragement, then we come into that promised land. You know, we bring the spiritual to the physical. All these wonderful things are great, but it's not good for us if it ain't manifested for us. So what do I need to do? How do I position myself to receive these things? Number one, we enter into God's rest. We rest in God. We trust in his promises. All the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yes and amen. God is not saying no to you. He really wants you to enjoy this life. He's given us what? 70 years. And some live a lot longer, some shorter. But every day is important. Every day is the stepping stone to the greater things that God has got for us. And it's through faithfulness and staying with God that we come into those great blessings, that we experience the fruits of our labor. You know, God is not unrighteous to forget your works and labor of love, which you've shown towards his name, in that ministers to the saints and still minister. So God is faithful all the way through. God is faithful. God is consistent. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he not said it? And shall he not make it good? What God has begun in you, he will complete. So we stay with God because he's faithful. You know, we may be faithful, we may not be perfect in everything that we do or say or act. But if our heart is to stay with the Father, to keep our focus there, to execute the things that he gives us to do, then we will become very fruitful. We will become very prosperous. We will become very that light where people are drawn to. They see your life. They see your manner. They see your conduct. They hear your words. But our minds have got to be clear and not distracted. You know, and there's so many distractions. If we put our attention there, we'll never enter into that blessings that God's really got for us, the things that he has before ordained, those wonderful works that we can walk in, if we allow the distractions to come in, if we allow what other people say to affect us, if we allow the circumstances to affect us. You know, God says pay it no attention. Though it may be real, like real in front of us, but the real reality is the spiritual reality, which can play out into the physical as we stay with God, as we listen to the voice of God and we obey the voice of God. And so he wants us not only to have vision, which he gives us, it's the vision of God. We have like goals and visions and desires, but the ones we're really interested in is the visions and goals that God has put in our heart. That vision for our life, that vision, our expectation of what we're going to be with God. Everyone's got an expectation. There must be a thing in your heart where you see yourself. For me, I see myself speaking and encouraging millions of people to the masses, you know, like the Billy Grahams, with millions of people there, even though I know it's from house to house and it's on one-on-one. But, you know, God is interested in everyone. He loves everyone, regardless of their background, their denomination, their religion. Or even if they're worshipping Satan, they may not be fully sold out to Satan. Obviously, they're deceived if they are, right? But they can still come from darkness to light. And I never forget this, because I read this book once called From Witchcraft to Christ by Doreen Irvine. And I didn't pre-plan to say this, by the way, it's just come to my mind, and it was a great book, and she was really sold out in the sense of, you know, into the Satan worship and everything like that. She was the high priest, you know, like next to the guy that was, you know, the high priest. She was the high priestess, you know, they could do many things like lying signs. And but she became born again, you know, God had his hand on her life. And he pulled her out of that, you know, and she received Jesus Christ as her Lord. She confessed him as Lord, made him as Lord, and gave these great testimonies all around England. And she was actually in Bristol as well. She mentions in her book about Bristol being called the city of churches because there's so many church buildings. So God can do nothing's impossible with God. We may look at someone and think, there's no hope for you, mate. Or there's no hope for you, young lady, or whatever. But God is such an amazing God. And when we do what he says, and we take off the perceptions of the world, like, you know, when I went to India, I seen the Sikhs come to fellowship. First time in India, and there was these guys with turbans coming in on the fellowship. I'm thinking, oh, what are they doing? They still got their turbans. And then Sangeet says, we don't tell people, like, to take their turbans off or whatever. We get them to go to God, and then God does the work in their hearts. And through tradition, if they want to keep their turbans, they keep their turbans. That's not going to affect their mind or their heart, right? So it's just really wonderful when we see from God's perspective and his heart, and we take the limitations off from what we've learned from other people. Well, they can't be this because they're that, or they're from that religion. They can't really be a believer. You know, we take those perceptions off, and we ask God for his heart for people. You know, Father, give me your heart for people. Help me to see past the facades of what I've learned through tradition and through, not only tradition, but through the culture I've come from. And help me see with that mind of Christ. Help me to live from this new man. And so when we do things with God, then we can start seeing from his perspective, and that really, he does the work. There is nothing I can do with my educated mind or with my knowledge of the scripture or with my knowledge of classes or with my experience with fellowship with believers. There's still nothing I can do in my own strength to make things happen. Maybe I'll get something going for a while, but is it going to last? Is it durable? And if it's going to be spiritually durable, it has to be from God. When it's by faith, then it can be by grace, like with Abraham, if you read Romans 4. You know, it's because it was by faith of Abraham, then it could be by grace. The faith acted God to work. In other words, grace is that God does the work. So God does the work for us when we trust him, when we move in faith from the sound words that we've received. Like, you know, when we share about honoring God. You know, this is the least area where we use our faith, right? So we share these things because we know it's beneficial for the people that are listening, and that is going to benefit them. It's the least area. This is the first place to start. And there's no ifs or buts on that. In the scriptures, we see this, you know, and it honoring God causes all grace to abound. We are in grace, but all grace, favor in every area. God is doing the work in every area, and it causes us to abound to every good work. And that's not the work in the world. It's God's work. So when we go to God and we say, Father, look, you know, give me your desires, give me your vision, what do you want me to do? These are my desires in my heart. And then I started to realize the desires I had was what God was given to me. And so my desire is to see many people saved and come from darkness to light, to have many fellowships that have come from this fellowship, many leaders rise up. And because we've all got that potential, we desire, we've all got Christ in us, we all can do the same works that Jesus Christ done and greater. So there's no respecter of persons with God, but faith. That's the only thing that pleases God, our faith. And to be where God wants us to be, like to connect where he shows us to connect, not because someone says, I think you should go and connect over here or there. Where is God leading you? And then do it with all your might. Like, do it with all your heart unto God. Like, okay, fine, I'm going to do this. It's a committed decision. So when I reconnected with Sangeet, I made a committed decision. And the energy and the strength and the focus has remained. because it was a committed decision energized by the Heavenly Father. It was God that was at work in me, both to will and to do of His good pleasure, not Lawrence's, not Sanger's, not anybody else's good pleasure, but God's good pleasure. So when we're doing that, when we're following that, leading by the Spirit of God, that energizing that, you know, we got that unction and knowing of what to do. And we just let other people talk us out. Well, it can't be that way, Lawrence, because we've always done it this way and we were taught that way. Man, we got to just shove that off and be around people that will also, you know, encourage you. And we don't need people that are going to criticize us. You know, there will be people that are criticized, but I don't focus there. My heart is to have people with heart like mine that really want to move, that is sold out, that God is first in everything we do. So even going on holiday, going away for a few days, I wouldn't have been blessed if I couldn't have the access for people to call me and for me to call people. I wouldn't have been blessed if we couldn't have done the fellowship. So like I say to Kim, look, you know, if we're going on holiday, I know that you like the beach, but like, I still want to do the fellowship. And if I get a call, I still want to take the call. Obviously not when we're eating a nice posh dinner together on our wedding anniversary. You know, but like with wisdom, obviously with wisdom. But we just make ourselves available to God. And then when you make yourself available to God, here, make other people available to you. And then we don't have to sit and premeditate and try and, you know, butter up anyone to stay with us or to come to our fellowship or to keep connected to us. We just speak the truth in love. We have great conversations with people, answering many questions. Some people might not be seeing things clearly. Sometimes we might not be seeing things clearly, and they can clear things up for us if we're humble to listen to what others have to say. So we need to listen to one another, and it's great that everyone can share their desires, their heart, the things that they're going through. And we really want to see great things happen, and we just stay focused with God. Once you've got your goal in mind, you know, you're determined to do it. You've got to have a definite goal. And the definite goal is to see God's word move all over the world for me. That's my definite goal. But there's lots of other things that come with that. And God's got to bring it. And it just reminded me in Zechariah 4, 6 and 7, where it says, not by my might, nor by my power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. It's by the Spirit of God. It's being led by God. It's listening to that still small voice. Going to the scriptures is got to be led by God, because then He's going to show you something. He's going to show you something amazing. He's going to open up an area of your understanding that you haven't seen before. He's going to give you something that you can give. Because listen, we're givers. Believers should be great givers from their own life, from their own heart, from their own resources. Every part of us should be great givers. And we know that God is our source of supply. He'll supply everything that we need in every category and area of that life and living and what we're about. So when we're walking with God, He'll open those doors. He'll bring the people that you need for your field. And you've all got a field. You can have that field if you desire it. Just go to God. Have you got a field for me? Because He's going to say, yeah, I have. And so God wants you to be successful in His business that He's given you to do. So you're in agreement with God. You're in a covenant with God. Like, God never breaks covenant. Not once has God ever broken His covenant. The covenant He made with Abraham, He's fulfilled, right? And all those blessings of Abraham have come upon the Gentiles in Christ. Because of what Jesus Christ done, we have all those blessings. And so I believe that with all my heart. I believe I'm successful. So it's not that it's away in the distance. You've already got it. You've got everything that God says that you need in your life. And to manifest it, we do it by faith. When we're trusting God, then we're happy. Now, when you're really trusting God, you're happy and you're at peace. Because you know you can't change people's minds. You can't change your own situation. You can do things to change certain things. But on the spiritual level with God, I'm talking about with the focus, with, you know, having people around you to fellowship with. And I wanted to say to Ted when he was sharing, really blessed me. He has great heart and desire, and Shelley also, wonderful believers. And you are in a great location, by the way, to do the fellowship. You know, because it's going to take effort for people to come to you. And you want the labor people. You want the people that really desire God, that really desire to move for God and to see great laborers. So where you live way up in the mountains there, it's going to take effort. And the ones that are calm, they're the ones that are going to move, because they're taking that effort. And you only need one person. It's through one person that the thousands come. Like we see in India, these guys walk for eight hours. Sometimes they walk for 3 days to go to one fellowship that's probably 3 or 4 hours, and then they go all the way back again because of the desire. You know, so God gives us vision and desire. And so my heart is to encourage you, like, you know, if you've got a vision, there's a desire there for that vision to come to pass. And you bring that desire before God, you delight in Him, and then you just wait and rest with Him. So it's not that we just sit around waiting. Okay, what's going to happen next? Okay, I'm bored now. Okay, I'm getting discouraged now. What if this don't happen? It's like we just do the things God gives us daily. And so yesterday, me and Kim, every Saturday we go shopping. It's our shopping day. And then we pick up Jason. He comes with us. And then we go to the fish and chip shop. And we go opposite Danny's old school. And there's a big common, beautiful common, green. And we sit and have our fish and chips there. And we got these crows that turn up. And I take a video of what we're eating. And then I send it to Katy, because Katy says, oh, send me the video of the fish and chips and what you're doing. I want to be a part. Like, she's like so wants to be with us. So I do the video, and then we show her what we're doing, and, you know, we have a little bit of fun, and she gets really blessed by that. So we had this, and then we was taking Jason, and Kim said, oh, I need to get my earphones, because her earphones didn't work. So we decided to drop Jason first, and then we went to Asda. Asda is like a Walmart, like your American Walmart. In fact, it's of the same company. So we went there. It was about 7:30, maybe a little bit later than that. And on the way in, this young girl looked at me. She had a mask on. She's going, hello. Thinking, who's that? And it was a young girl that used to come to our fellowship, Brady. She's a lovely girl. Like, she was 11 when she first came to us. She's 26 now. And she was just saying to us, like, you know, I'm so thankful that you were there for us in my young life. You had such an impact on me. You were there for me. You protected me. You helped me. And so she's never, ever forgot that. And I spent about half an hour talking with her. And, she, you know, she's still praying and stuff. She hadn't done fellowship for a few years. But, you know, we was talking about God and the things of God. And so it was just so refreshing for me. So I was so blessed. So I'm thinking, yeah, we did do this. God was, and it was because of God. If it wasn't because of God, we wouldn't have been able to bless her. We wouldn't have been able to help her. And but because of God's great love for us, and we got born again, then we introduced God into her life, and now she's still with God in her heart and her mind, and she hasn't forgotten things. And I was like really, really encouraged. And she was just as enthusiastic. She said, oh, we should meet up for a coffee. And she's friends with Abby Brim, who I'd done the CD with. So I said, yeah, well, I said, we'll see Abby and arrange it with her, and we'll meet up and we'll have a coffee, all three of us. So, because Brady was the one that brought Abby to fellowship. So Brady was very bold in speaking, and she brought quite a few of the youth to the fellowship. So it was great to see her years later. You know, I think she left us. She stopped coming to fellowship about 19, 20 years old. So like 6 or 7 years, haven't seen her. I've been friends with her on Facebook and Instagram, and sometimes we message, but to see it face to face, to see one another face to face, was such a blessing, and reminded me, and really spoke up the desire in my heart even further for the fellowships. You know, this Zoom fellowship is amazing, and I always want to continue to do it. But I also want to see people in my home. Like face-to-face, you know, connection. And we're going to have that, you know, because it's God's desire. So we just stay with God. We stay faithful. Like Kim was saying, I do this faithfully unto God. I don't know who's going to join, who isn't going to join. I don't know who likes it, who don't like it. You know, who likes the website, who don't. I don't care. I'm doing what God's showing me to do. So we just got to be bold to do what God puts in our hearts to do. We look to edify. We look to encourage. We look to give the things to people that work. The things of God that He wants encouraged today, that will work if you just do it. Like we've seen with Mary Long, with that great testimony of hers and her finances. Well, she'd been given faithfully. She'd been honouring God faithfully. And so bang, like now the manifestation of that blessing is coming, is evidencing Danny and Amber. They started to honor God. They didn't see the great things straight away, but now they started to see it abound in every area in their life. So when we're faithful, when we're connected where God really wants us to be connected, and where it's going to bless our life so that we can bless other people's life, then God's work gets done quickly. So, you know, Danny and Amber started the fellowship. They, you know, their faith was built to the point from what we were sharing that they started their fellowship. And then straight away, same day they started it, one new person. Next week, two new people. So, and there's a potential third one, I know. So God does the work. You know, all the years before, you know, nothing happened. But when the desire comes, you know, God will fulfill that desire. We will rejoice. He doesn't want us to think in terms of future, but we've already got it. The laborers, we've already got the laborers. We've already got the fellowships. We've already got the abundance. We've already got the healing. That's what faith is. You see it in the spiritual, then it manifests in the physical. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So desiring your work with God, you see it as already yours. Lawrence, you're mad. You haven't got it. I can't see all these fellowships. I can't see all these. I've already got it. I don't take no for an answer. I've already got it. I can see it. It starts here. If I can see it in my mind, I can hold it in my hand. And I say what God says. That's faith. Another word for faith is persistent. Being persistent with God. You know, being focused with God. Being committed to God. Not people, but God. And doing what He shows and what He puts in our hearts. Then He brings it to pass. Like God brings it to pass. And fellowshipping with like-minded believers. And just loving and encouraging and correcting at times where the focus goes off, and the correction is very loving. It's very loving. It's very edifying. It inspires you to want to do. And so we are doers. We're not just hearers deceiving our own self, but we're practicing with a purpose, not listening with a purpose, but practicing with a purpose. We receive and do it. And so now we're starting to see the manifestation of the fruit of what God says we can have. Because we've been sowing the seed. We've been sowing the seed, the words, the finances, the faith, the expectation, the desire. We've keeping with God's vision, which is all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. From fellowship going from house to house. And again, like Ted and Shelley, like great location where you are. And just pray for the one laborer. Father, give me that one person where the millions will come through. And God will send it, and God will do the work. All you got to do is begin. Set a date, a time you're going to do it, even if it's just you two, just do it faithfully. Like I've done it for years, faithfully, just me and Kim, and then my mom, when things split up from the other ministry, and then Jason come along, and then other people come along, and then that all went away, and we still stayed. And then the connection with Sangha, and that all grew and went wonderful, and more believers around the world. That kind of went sour because I didn't stay focused. But then I got back on it. You know, where you get off it, you can get back on it. If you get on a horse, you can get off a horse. And if you get off a horse, you can get back on it, right? So we can get straight back on it with God. And then He just blesses us like we haven't even been away. So that's what we got to do. So I'm more committed now in my life to God more than anything. And I'm doing things with a purpose. So don't listen with a purpose. Just receive the words and do with a purpose. That's the best thing. So that's what's in my heart to share. And God bless you and thank you for listening.